Fiscal Impact Statement, written by the Office of Financial Management. For more information, visit www.ofm.wa.gov/ballot, B-A-L-L-O-T. Fiscal Impact Summary. Initiative 976 changes vehicle taxes and fees by lowering motor vehicle and light-duty truck weight fees to $30, eliminating the 0.3% sales tax on vehicle purchases, lowering electric vehicle and snowmobile fees, modifying and reducing Sound Transit motor vehicle excise tax provisions, and removing authority for transportation benefit districts to impose a vehicle fee. Total revenue loss to the state in the next 6 years is $1,921,901,238. Total revenue loss to local governments in the next 6 years is $2,317,121,034. The Departments of Licensing and Revenue have estimated implementation costs of $2,846,800 in the 2019-21 biennium. General Assumptions. Except as otherwise provided, the effective date of the initiative, if approved by voters, is December 5, 2019. Section 10 and 11 take effect on the date that the Regional Transit Authority complies with Section 12 of this Act. Section 13 takes effect on April 1, 2020, if Sections 10 and 11 have not taken effect by March 31, 2020. The provisions of the initiative apply prospectively, not retroactively. Fiscal estimates use the state's fiscal year of July 1 through June 30. Fiscal year 2020 is July 1, 2019 to June 30, 2020. State revenues are based on the June 2019 transportation revenue forecast. Local revenues are based on the most recent actual figures and are not forecasted. Transportation Benefit Districts, TBDs, have the authority to collect vehicle fees and sales and use tax. This initiative repeals only the authority to collect vehicle fees, so TBDs could continue to collect sales and use tax. Section 5.1 erroneously states that the electric vehicle fee is $130 total. RCW 46.17.323 includes two fees, $100 in Section 1 and $50 in Section 4A. The current electric vehicle fee is $150 total. Calculations for the impact of the fee reduction are based on the correct fee. Chapter 287, Laws 2019, establishes the transportation electrification fee of $75. I-976 would lower the $100 in Section 1 to $30 and eliminate the $50 in Section 4A. It does not affect the new $75 fee. Revenue. State revenue. The initiative reduces license fees for vehicles under 10,000 pounds to $30. The additional 0.3% sales and use tax on motor vehicle sales is eliminated. The snowmobile license fee is reduced from $50 to $30. Commercial trailer fees are reduced from $34 to $30. The electric vehicle fee in Section 5.1 is reduced from $100 to $30. An additional electric vehicle fee in Section 5.4a of $50 is eliminated. See Table 1 on page 17. Table 1 represents potential revenue impact by fund distribution beginning December 5, 2019. It shows registration fees by different type and then shows the amounts for fiscal years 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, 2024, and 2025, as well as a total. Registration fees for snowmobile account 01M fiscal year 2020 would be a loss of $240,300. Fiscal year 2021, a loss of $447,200. Fiscal year 2022, a loss of $448,500. fiscal year 2023, a loss of $449,900, fiscal year 2024, a loss of $451,200, fiscal year 2025, a loss of $453,000, a total loss of $2,490,100. In the WSP Highway account 081, fiscal year 2020 would be a loss of $9,916,900. For fiscal year 2021, a loss of $15,661,000. For fiscal year 2022, a loss of $15,692,400. Fiscal year 2023, a loss of $15,723,900. Fiscal year 2024, a loss of $15,755,400. Fiscal year 2025, a loss of $15,823,800, giving a total loss of $88,573,400. In the Transportation Partnership Account 09H, fiscal year 2020 shows a loss of $5,115,000. Fiscal year 2021, a loss of $8,077,700. Fiscal year 2022, a loss of $8,094,000. For fiscal year 2023, a loss of $8,110,100. For fiscal year 2024, a loss of $8,126,400. For fiscal year 2025, a loss of $8,161,700, giving a total loss of $45,684,900. In the Rural Arterial Trust account 102, fiscal year 2020, a loss of $202,163. Fiscal year 2021, a loss of $539,700. Fiscal year 2022, a loss of $714,975. Fiscal year 2023, a loss of $928,725. Fiscal year 2024, a loss of $1,176,675. Fiscal year 2025, a loss of $1,451,700, a total loss of $5,013,938. In Motor Vehicle Account 108, fiscal year 2020 shows a loss of $28,223,075. Fiscal year 2021 shows a loss of $45,210,500. Fiscal year 2022, a loss of $46,151,950. Fiscal year 2023, a loss of $47,278,650. Fiscal year 2024, a loss of $48,576,750. For fiscal year 2025, a loss of $50,112,500, giving a total loss of $265,553,425. For the Puget Sound Ferry Operations Account 109, fiscal year 2020 would show a loss of $609,800. Fiscal year 2021, a loss of $963,000. Fiscal year 2022, a loss of $965,000. Fiscal year 2023, a loss of $966,900. Fiscal year 2024, a loss of $968,900. Fiscal year 2025, a loss of $973,100, giving a total loss of $5,446,700. For the Transportation Improvement Account, 144, fiscal year 2020, a loss of $202,163. For fiscal year 2021, a loss of $539,700. For fiscal year 2022, a loss of $714,975. For fiscal year 2023, a loss of $928,725. In fiscal year 2024, a loss of $1,176,675. In fiscal year 2025, a loss of $1,451,700, giving a total loss of $4,272,075. In the multimodal account number 218, fiscal year 2020 shows a loss of $128,650,600. In fiscal year 2021, a loss of $227,504,000. In fiscal year 2022, a loss of $231,592,800. For fiscal year 2023, a loss of $294,399,500. In fiscal year 2024, a loss of $298,790,300. In fiscal year 2025, a loss of $303,184,500, giving a total loss of $1,484,121,700. In the nickel account 550, fiscal year 2020 shows a loss of $2,322,700. Fiscal year 2021, a loss of $3,668,000. For 2022, a loss of $3,675,400. For fiscal year 2023, a loss of $3,682,700. For fiscal year 2024, a loss of $3,690,100. And for fiscal year 2025, a loss of $3,706,100, giving a total loss of $20,745,000. The total loss for all accounts in fiscal year 2020 would be $175,280,538. The total loss for fiscal year 2021 would be $302,071,100. The total loss for fiscal year 2022 would be $308,050,000. The total loss for fiscal year 2023 would be $372,469,100. The total loss for fiscal year 2024 would be $378,712,400. The total loss for fiscal year 2025 would be $385,318,100, giving a total loss for all accounts all years of $1,921,901,238. Description of affected accounts. The snowmobile account funds administration, acquisition, development, operation, and maintenance of snowmobile facilities and the implementation of snowmobile safety, enforcement, and education programs. The State Patrol Highway account funds activities of the Washington State Patrol, including traffic enforcement and associated criminal investigations, commercial vehicle enforcement, and ferry vessel and terminal security. The Transportation Partnership account funds projects and improvements from the 2005 Transportation Partnership Omnibus Transportation Appropriations Act. The Rural Arterial Trust account funds construction and improvement of county roads and bridges. The Motor Vehicle account is the main source of funds for highway construction, maintenance, ferries, and support services. A portion of motor fuel tax revenues is distributed to cities and counties for road programs. The Puget Sound Ferry Operations account funds ferry operations and maintenance. The Transportation Improvement account funds administration of the Transportation Improvement Board and grants for local government transportation projects that address congestion. The Multimodal Transportation account funds all modes of transportation projects, including public transportation, rail, and bicycle/pedestrian projects. The Transportation 2003 account funds debt service on bonds and Washington State Department of Transportation operating and capital highway programs. Local revenue. This initiative repeals local authority to impose a TBD vehicle fee. TBD vehicle fees are used by 62 municipalities across the state to fund local improvements such as road repair and maintenance, transit systems, and sidewalks. In fiscal year 2018, TBDs using a vehicle fee across the state collected $58,186,839. This revenue would be eliminated beginning on the effective date of this initiative. Sections 10 and 11 would reduce the motor vehicle excise tax, MVET, that funds the Central Puget Sound Regional Transit Authority, RTA, commonly known as Sound Transit. MVET rates are reduced from 0.8% to 0.2% and will be calculated based on Kelley Blue Book vehicle value instead of the manufacturer's suggested retail price. This tax rate would be repealed when the RTA is able to refund, refinance, or defease, or terminate outstanding bonds that have been issued against this tax. It is unknown if this is possible. If the bonds are not able to be defeased, the MVET will remain unchanged to pay off the bonds previously issued that are pledged to the revenue source. If the bonds are able to be defeased, Sound Transit's revenue would be reduced by $328 million per fiscal year based on 2018 revenue. For new bonds issued, the MVET will decrease from 0.8% to 0.2%. This initiative repeals local authority to impose a passenger-only ferry tax. Currently, there are no passenger-only ferry districts using the MVET authority to fund their ferries, although they would no longer have the option. Here is a small table that shows the tax and fee and the fiscal year 2018 revenue impact. TBD fee, a loss of $58,186,839. RTA MVET, a loss of $328 million. For passenger-only ferry MVET, $0 of a fiscal year 2018 revenue impact. Expenditures. State government expenditures. Temporary higher administrative costs at Department of Licensing and Department of Revenue. The Department of Licensing, DOL, would have temporary higher administrative and computer costs to implement this initiative. If Sound Transit is able to defease or refinance its bonds and the MVET is reduced, DOL will issue refunds to customers who register their vehicles prior to their annual vehicle registration date. The DOL will also have costs for computer updates, temporary staffing costs for additional calls to their call center, and accounting services to issue refunds. Biennial administrative costs for the agency are $2,740,900 in the 2019-21 biennium. The Department of Revenue, DOR, will experience temporary higher administrative costs to implement this initiative. The DOR will have costs for computer updates and administrative costs for rulemaking, accounting services to issue refunds, and developing new forms. Biennial costs for the agency are $105,900 for computer updates and administrative items in the 2019-21 biennium. Local government expenditures, not applicable.